now playing in Los Angeles. Exquisite food and drink, world-class art everywhere, spectacular sports, and dazzling Hollywood attractions. Yep, I'm talking about L.A. L.A. offers the full variety of a food scene, from game-changing taco trucks to 35 Michelin stars. And do you know that Los Angeles has more museums, theaters than New York? Take that, New York! Get your fix in music, film, comedy, and world-class museums. Wow, L.A. has a chip on its shoulder. Plus, get behind-the-scenes movie magic with a world-famous studio tour, exclamation point. That's something that should be on everybody's bucket list. Start here with discoverla.com. L.A., they say it's better than New York. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Introducing ADT self-setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest cams and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. This is so good because I can't set up anything.
I know, me neither.
And they've made it simple. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I can't get an electric toothbrush to function properly.
Yeah, so easy even Conan O'Brien can do it.
That's what they should say from now on. Yeah. No heavy-duty tools are needed. And if you need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Also features Nest cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package.
That's cool.
That's cool. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Ben. It's Conan and the Chill Chums.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
How are you, Ben? How you doing?
I'm a little bit excited.
Wow.
A lifelong dream to meet you guys.
Wow. You're very good at modulating your excitement. You're about as excited as I am when I find the electrical strip adapter that I've been looking for. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh, good. There's the power strip I've been looking for. Huh. It's right where I thought it was. Anyway, Ben, where are you? Where are you coming from?
I currently live in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, cool.
Home of Walmart. If you know where headquarters of Walmart are, they're right down the street from us.
So.
Is that where Sam Walton opened his first store?
That's right.
Is it still there?
It is. First store is still there. They have a little museum and his old truck and a lot of his family still lives here, and they spend a lot of money to make the area look really, really nice.
There's a Walmart museum?
Yes, everything eventually has a museum.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I couldn't tell if your delivery there was curiosity or like, I got to get to that.
Yeah.
No, it's not the second one. No offense to Arkansas,
but
I'm not going to go to the Walmart museum.
Well, I am. I've been to the Costco museum.
I go to the Costco museum.
You know what you can do? You can buy the Walmart museum at the Costco museum.
Yeah, but you have to buy 42 of them.
Yes, 42 of them in a giant, it's like toilet paper. They're all stacked together. Ben, I'd like to think we got off on the right foot, and I think we did. Yeah. I'm noticing that there's a lot of like toys behind you. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so I am a toy developer, and I work in the toy industry, making toys and selling toys to retailers like Walmart that we just talked about. So basically like a modern-day Tom Hanks in the movie Big.
Oh, cool.
Okay. All right. Well, I know what a toy maker is, so I didn't need a movie reference to tell me.
You know what? I kind of did.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
when you hear,
don't know what a toy maker is?
I do, but I don't know, like you say, hey, how about a, you know, an earth that like unfolds to a tree?
What?
It would obviously be bad, but like that's okay. What they do.
All right. Ben, I'm going to try and keep this on track, clearly.
Sure.
My task is not an easy one today. So you design toys and manufacture them. You make prototypes, and then your job is to try and do you work with someone who manufactures them, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we have a sister company that's a factory overseas that once we develop the toys, we send it over to them. They manufacture it for us and ship it all to us on containers.
What do you tell me? Because I know there were toys from my youth, which was a long time ago.
Some sticks and a rock.
Yeah, yeah. We were very. We didn't have much, but we were happy with what we had. I'm just curious. what are the toys that some of your favorites? Like, for example, I always thought Rock'em Sock'em Robots were absolutely amazing. I thought that was a fantastic toy. Although it often malfunctioned, meaning a lot of times I'd be fighting my opponent. And my robot's head would go gzzz and just pop up, even if I hadn't been struck. Like he just had a cerebral event. What are some of the toys that you really love from when you were a kid?
Oh, Ninja Turtles by far were my favorite. The whole set, all the different Ninja Turtles, all the different Power Rangers. That was really popular when I was a kid.
So you like you liked little figures. Those were your kind of. So board games not your thing so much.
Some of them, like Hungry Hippo, was pretty cool.
Hungry Hippos was an amazing game. I used to call it Gluttonous Hippos.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just because they just were so insane.
Yeah.
I mean, what were those cocaine pellets they were after? what hippo? They seemed like they had such a mania for those pellets. And it didn't seem healthy to me. What about other toys that you really like? Or no, tell me this. Which toys do you despise? Are there toys out there that you really think are just bullshit?
Oh, multiple, but. My biggest pet peeve is slime, because we'll take like a year or 2 years of making this really cool toy that spent, you know, we spend $1 million to develop it, all engineer it, and we launch it. It goes into stores and kids are like, eh. And then, you know, someone will put slime out there and kids are like, I want that.
You know, so. Yeah,
slime is always popular, so it kind of bothers me a little bit.
And why do you think slime is popular? I mean, really, you can find it in any manhole or cave. I mean, why do kids want this crap? I don't understand it either. Why?
They secretly hate their parents and they just want to make a mess. And they know it'll bother their parents.
No, also, isn't it like toxic? And shouldn't we start that rumor so that slime will become less popular?
That's what I hear. I hear it makes you grow like a third arm.
Let's get that started right here. So slime is, and you can't eat slime, right? It's deadly.
I mean, it's like eating glue. It's basically made out of glue these days. So.
Oh, I've eaten glue. I eat a lot of glue.
Yeah.
Glue is fine.
Glue's good.
Yeah.
Is that what's in your mug right now?
Uh-huh. Just, I'm telling you, it's not bad. It really binds. You have, those are the, huh?
I'm sorry. You said it really like a bind.
It's binding.
Yeah, I know that, but you're saying that's good for eating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. So you really helped out there.
I'm sorry.
Terrific.
It's like an odd thing to praise food for is because it's binding.
I don't think so. I think some foods are you with me on this one, Gorla?
I'd rather not even be involved in this conversation.
Yeah. No, whenever I'm on a roll and things are going pretty well, it's always nice to have someone. My conversational bike is just zipping along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you take a big stick and jam into the spokes.
Sorry, I just needed some clarification on the binding.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to get back to you, Ben, because you're the person that counts here. And not old goofball Jones off to the side. Hey, I see that you have some Pop dolls behind you. Is that right?
Yes. I've never made a Pop. I've never worked for them, but I can appreciate what they do. I know that you... I've done some cool toys with them.
Oh, that's not why I brought it up. But if you're a collector, you might want to try and find one of the, I think there's almost like 46 Conan Pop dolls of different iterations from different times that we went to Comic-Con. So they're out there. And
is there a Sona?
No.
No.
You got to make a Sona.
No.
Well, no, we don't make them.
Oh.
The company, the Pop Dolls company, finds out what people really want.
Mm. Oh.
And then they make that.
Okay, people. Let's look at your voice out there. Make a Funko Pop Sona doll.
A Chill Chumps. Wow. I think a duo.
That's not my angle.
Oh, okay. But I think that'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put the word out.
So anyway.
What a huge seller, the Matt Gourley Funko.
No, get the Matt Gourley. I'm sure they already have that mold for something else. It's like a little Harry Potter. All they have to do is take the little Ron Weasley or Harry Potter and just say, hey, look, it's the Matt Gourley.
I'm just thinking of the warehouse, like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, just full of unpurchased Matt Gourley Funko Pop.
You know what they'll do? They'll end up dumping them in the Pacific Ocean.
That's the trash.
And it'll be a giant circle like 600 miles long of trashed Matt Gourley Funko dolls. Well, anyway,
we'll be finding them. our grandchildren will be finding them 200 down.
You know, yeah, it'll be the end of the next Planet of the Apes movie. Charlton, whoever plays the Charlton Heston role, will be walking along the beach, and he'll look up, and there'll just be 10,000 Matt Gourley dolls washed up on the beach, and he'll go, "They blew it up! They did it!" You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend. And my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Okay, you freaks, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, and delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Right,
yeah,
guys?
That's what I think about all the time.
That's all I think about. I'm a real whiz. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. It just does.
Yeah.
Words.
So to reduce, what's that?
Words.
Yeah, exactly. That helped. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. You knew where I was going with this, right?
Yeah, I do. Please tell us what NetSuite is.
I shall. NetSuite's the number one cloud financial system. It brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one, count them, one platform and one source of truth.
Yeah.
By bringing all your major business processes into one platform, you will not only improve efficiency, you'll also cut costs. Yep. NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessible from anywhere. That's why they call it the cloud. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. If you're not doing it, you should too. Hey, so do the math. That sounds aggressive. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Wow. Head to netsuite.com/Conan. netsuite.com/Conan. One more time if you weren't listening. netsuite.com/Conan. Can't believe we've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Lots changed. But you know what? There's also things that haven't changed.
Mm.
Great taste of Miller Lite. Yeah. Hasn't changed. It was the original light beer. And to this day, for my money, it's still the best one.
It's good.
I'll fight anyone that disagrees.
Will you?
Well, not with my... I'll have someone fight for me. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want, less of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
I like great taste, clean finish, simple ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of these beers, they put caramel in there.
Ugh.
Corn cobs.
Oh.
Chicory. I don't want that. I like the simple taste of Miller Lite. Classic. Undebatable quality. Great taste. Only 96 calories.
That's good.
It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need, holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes, hello, like beer.
Yeah, not like water that's just kind of beery.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. That's a bad name for a beer, too. Water that's mostly beery. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. I came up with that.
Oh.
I should get paid. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. If If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/teamcoco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/teamcoco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
Ben, tell me about a toy that you've made recently that you're really proud of. Have you made a toy that you really like?
Yeah, I made a few. So in the past, I did drones. So we did some kind of drones. Recently, we did a telescope with a phone that you can attach it. So biggest problem with telescopes is that you can't find anything in the sky. I don't know if you've ever tried to look in, through a telescope.
Yeah, whenever I look into a telescope, I can never see the thing they want me to see. So what does this telescope do?
So this one, you put your phone on it, and the phone tells you where to point it. So you can actually see what you're, trying to see.
That's a great idea. That's a terrific idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for you. That's really ingenious.
Did you make that Yoda behind you?
I didn't make the Yoda. I wish I did. I made the Iron Man and the Red Hood. Those are 3D printed that I made.
Whoa.
So.
Oh, you printed that? You 3D printed that?
Yep. And painted it and everything.
Wow. Put it on.
A lot of development, we use 3D printers for a lot of our new toy development.
Do you mind putting on one of the masks, please?
Put it on.
Now take it off.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Whoa.
Those are nice. Hey, now can you put the 3D glasses over that? They're right there. Yeah.
They're actually.
Do you mind? There you go. Now, could you look through the telescope? Okay, sorry. Yeah. No, we're good.
Take off your shirt.
What are we doing?
If you could shave your chest, I'd really appreciate it. You're very talented. He's a very talented fellow.
Yeah, I would say that. What's the guy to the far right in the red? Is that some kind of weird Cobra
Deadpool?
Commander?
This is Deadpool.
Oh, it's Deadpool.
It's Deadpool.
It's blurry.
Old school Deadpool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll bring him over.
So is that something that you commercially made, or you make these things just for yourself?
No. Some of these I've made for myself. Some of them are just kind of hit ideas on other toys. So I've made toys for Deadpool. I've made other toys that we have, like heli balls, action figures, all sorts of things like this we've made. Oh, it's kind of blurry, but...
Well, that's cool. Look at that. What about the manufacture and sale of a really good, high-quality Conan action figure? Do you think there's a market for that?
Oh, like that Deadpool one you just held up.
Yeah, but also something that has, like, movable wrists and, like, kung fu grip and all that.
What would you do?
Well, I mean, Ben, you're the expert here, but I'm talking about a Conan O'Brien action figure. It sits, it talks... it self-deprecates. What? Do not expose to sun for more than 30 seconds. What would something? Is there a market for something like that? And I want you to be honest.
I would buy it.
Well, there's one.
He doesn't even want to brainstorm.
So you got one. That's all you need. You need one. You got to start somewhere.
Okay. Well, feel free.
Do you remember the G.I. Joe figure Zartan and how if you put it in the sun, its skin color would change? They should do that with Conan, where you put it in the sun and it just goes red.
No, it should start to smolder and then explode and turn into slime. Wow.
Let me write these ideas down. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're not giving this idea much credit. I think if you and I had spitballed a little more, you might have seen that there is a market for such a doll, you know? And I shouldn't call it doll. It's an action figure, really. Mm-hmm. And then it could come with all kinds of cool stuff. Comes with its own podcast studio. comes with comes with its own cholesterol measuring.
Yeah, that's an action figure more than a little Lipitor that he's holding.
It sits, it talks, it worries.
It's an inaction figure.
Yeah.
Ben, do you have a question for Conan at all?
I do. My question for you, Conan, is if you were stranded on an island, but you could pick a toy or take a toy with you, try to keep it clean. It's a children's toy to keep you busy while you're just playing on this island.
There goes my vibrating butt plug.
You know, if you did choose slime, it's a 2-for-1. Just saying.
Yeah, saying.
Gosh.
I've tried it and I do not recommend it.
Oh God.
Going in is fine. Getting out is not fun.
What did you?
Okay. Well, anyway, Sonia, you can just drop out. If you can't handle it, you can drop out.
What are you talking about? We're just talking about
inserting slime in our bodies. That's all.
That's not what I was talking about.
He was talking about using it as lube. I think you started putting it in your body. Wasn't that what you were talking about?
Yeah, I meant
it
was. I'm talking about something I did 4 years ago.
And it's still there?
No one was with you on the sticking it in your body thing. That
Every time
weird.
I have a colonoscopy, they freak out. They're like, what is going on up here?
It's so binding.
It's so binding and brilliantly colored. It's got sparkles. Anyway, I'm going to tell you exactly what toy I would bring with me. Mm. I don't even know the name of this toy, but this is a true story. When I was about 11 or 12, somewhere around there, I came down Christmas morning and Santa had left me this big box. And what it was a styrofoam aircraft carrier that must have been, I want to say, about 4.5 feet long. And it had a little catapult on it. And what you did is you put a little plastic jet on it and it had a wire system, like a nylon's wire that ran up to that you could attach to some part of a room that was far away from you. And it would shoot it. And this thing would ride up on the wire and then it would turn around and it would come back down. And then you would, using a stick, you would guide it in for a tail hook landing. And I swear to God, yes. Let me see if that's it. Is that it? Oh man, this thing was fun. I don't know. I think it was Flying Aces. Mine was a jet fighter, and I think it was. I think you did find it, Gorley. I think this is it.
And maybe there are variations all around.
I think there are different. But you would shoot it up. You would shoot it. It would go up to the top of the wire, and then it had this little simple mechanism that turned it around and it would come back in for a landing and you would use the stick and you would need to guide it in to catch the tail hook.
Oh, wow.
And it was really fun. And I remembered I used it so much. I played with it so much that it all started to fall apart and I just kept taping it up to keep it going. But it was an incredibly fun toy. And be on the lookout for that. That might have been it, Gorley, that you found.
I'll look into it.
But it was, I'd love to set up one here in the podcast studio here at our little command center.
Adam and I were just texting about that.
Yeah, it'd be fun to do that. Dude, look into this toy, Ben. It was really fun. Very low tech, about as low tech as a toy could get. But as you probably know, sometimes that's the joy. You know, this is before this is before they were putting computer chips into toys, and it was just very lo-fi, but really fun.
Sounds like it had a lot of play value. Like you got a lot of play out of it versus a lot of toys today. It's like kids play with it once and then it's thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this, I used it and used it and used it. It's well into my late 20s.
Maybe it's this one.
Oh, I think that looks a little more like it. Let me see here. Yeah, that's it. That is it. And you just got a text from Brian Ober wondering, have you ever covered this movie? I love this one. No idea what that's all about.
That's the singer from the Silver Sun Pickups.
Yeah. What? Okay. Well, all right. Well, anyway, oh my God, it's just, your phone's blowing up while you hand it to me.
It's Amanda going, is Conan being nice to you today?
Here's one from Roxette. Does your wife know?
The band Roxette.
Yeah, this is the toy. Aircraft carrier set. It doesn't say who made it or anything, but it's aircraft carrier set. The most challenging you fly it ever. You gotta find this toy. It's by Shaper, S-C-H-A-P-E-R. By the same company that brought you great toys such as Cooties and Ants in Your Pants.
I remember Cooties.
Yeah.
I remember.
Anyway, it was a really fun toy. And these kids these days, they don't know what they're missing. They got the computer chips and they don't know what they're missing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my answer, Ben. And
Sorry. I can appreciate that. And the best part about that is if it's made out of foam, you could use it as a flotation device afterwards. Oh,
yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely use it as a flotation device. Any toy should be able to float for that very reason.
Yes.
That's a prerequisite for any toy. Ben, it's been very nice talking to you. You're clearly a very talented man. And I know that you poo-pooed it, but there's a huge hunger out there for anything Conan. I don't get out much and I have heard nothing to that effect from anybody else, but that's just something I'm assuming, because I live in a celebrity bubble, but, yeah, look into it. Conan action figure. And I would happily work with you on this. And and you would share in all the profits.
You would have to be 3D scanned. Have you been 3D scanned before?
I have been 3D scanned.
So that data is already out there.
Yeah, we did it for a Comic-Con segment. So I've been completely 3D scanned, although I did take exception to some of their data. Anywho, thought I was misrepresented. Probably a flaw in the circuitry. Anyway, Ben, very nice talking to you. You're a fine man, onward and upward. And I'll see you on the other side. Meaning, after I die, you'll be the first person that I see in the afterlife. Don't ask me why, but you're going right to the head of the line. Okay, you take care.
Bye, Ben.
Thank you, everyone.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Stitcher.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.